Chapter 46. The short day ended quickly. When the dark came, Joshua skipped the cocktails and tried to nap. But everything felt wrong, out of step. Before the dawn, still in the dark, he returned to the observation lounge. A group had gathered before the window. George and Lobsang, Agnes and the two next, Marvin and Stella Welch. Or perhaps they'd just stayed here. Stella smiled at Joshua.
Restless, your friend Sally, isn't she?
You got that right. Always been the same. But then she grew up stepping.
Yes. With a remarkable native ability.
Joshua looked at Stella curiously. Somehow he hadn't expected the next to be interested in any of the individual people around them. The non-next, the dimbulbs, as Paul Spencer Wagoner and his buddies had always called them. Next always seemed far more interested in each other, yet here these two were. As if reflecting that thought, George said now,
"It's good of you to have come here. It was my idea to summon you."
Joshua had been surprised about that, considering how Lobsang seemed to feel about the next supposed abandonment of him. Maybe he wanted to use this situation to make some kind of contact, but his argument had been strong, as he'd explained it to Joshua.
What if these silver beetles do find a way to spread across the Long Earth? The next, as inhabitants of the Long Earth, are just as vulnerable to the consequences as the rest of us.
Of course the next had come. But Joshua was curious.
How did you summon them, George?
I just spread the word. I posted news on low earth sites, sent messages to locations associated with the next. For example, the naval base on Hawaii, where several of the next children were held for studying. Nelson helped with that. Oh, and I also used the prison facility where the ringleader of the rogue group who hijacked the airship Armstrong is still being held. David?
He turned to Marvin and Stella.
I suspected I only had to raise awareness of this issue, and you would notice. For although you claim to have withdrawn to your enclave, hidden somewhere in the Long Earth, and I myself was responsible for sealing off Happy Landings to help cover that trail, I never had any doubt that you would keep watch over the human worlds. How could you not?
Stella said, Of course, it is in our interest, too, to resolve this situation safely. But as far as I know, this issue of the silver beetles is the first time any human agency has actively asked us to intervene, to help.
The older Lobsang grinned, and Joshua saw that his control of his facial expressions had improved drastically in the time since he and Sally had brought this unit home. He said,
Of course, it is ironic that your first call from humans should be from an individual whose own humanity has always been in question, whose nature has, in fact, been tested in law.
Stella nodded.
I agree. That is fascinating. Your extraordinary story, Lobsang, George. Your claims of reincarnation.
George said,
In the end, the legal verdict contained some wisdom. If an entity is capable of pleading for the right to exist, then it surely has that right. Humans may be a lot dumber than you. Why, they're a lot dumber than me.
That they are capable of wisdom, Stella said. Oh yes, we know. Many of the next owe their lives to that very fact.
Lobsang glanced at George.
You must not think that we two are identical, my brother and I. Our experiences are quite different. With first person singular, I have contemplated the very large, the infinite, whereas you...
George sighed.
At New Springfield, I have explored the viewpoint of a single individual, a human. It's what I wanted, what I designed myself to be. But I knew that this crisis with the Beatles required a superhuman perspective. It demanded the old Lobsang. And so I called for you, fortuitously, a survivor of earlier iterations.
It was wise, Lobsang said.
Stella said,
We have similar philosophical divergences among our thinkers in the Grange. Some, like me, consider the grand scheme, the bigger picture, the destiny of life in the universe,
whereas others focus on the small, the infinitesimal. We have a man who has named himself Celandine.
Marvin clapped George on the back. There you go. You think the way we do. I heard you saying you were distressed when the Necks cleared out of the human worlds without bringing you along. But perhaps you have some of the Necks in you after all. And George smiled at this praise, almost shyly.
Oh, I can't stand this, Agnes muttered, and she stalked away.
George, talking to the Necks, didn't even seem to notice she'd gone.
Joshua hurried after her.
Agnes, you okay?
Oh, what do you think, Joshua? Look at him, lapping up the praise from those creepy brain boxes. This is what Lobsang is, in the end, or what he always wanted. The machine that would be God. If he can't rule in heaven alone, then at least he can be part of the pantheon, so he thinks. And he's forgotten all about being human, which is what he said he wanted.
But that's why he brought you back.
Bah! Oh, forget about me, Joshua. What about Ben? He's the one who counts. He's the one who will be hurt if he loses his father.
She faced him.
You're the first to know. We're splitting up, me and George, when this latest crisis is over.
That dismayed him, and he let it show. That's truly sad, Agnes. I mean, it's not George's fault he ended up sitting on top of the biggest current crisis in the long Earth. No, he reflected. If it was anybody's fault, it was Sally Lindsay's, who'd led Lobsang here. In her subtle, offhand, indirect way, maybe Sally was turning out to be central to this whole situation. He tried to focus on Agnes.
Where will you go? Back to Madison?
I don't think so. I'll find a new place to settle. A home to build, and I'll live my life as mother to Ben, which is all I want now.
You say I'm the first to know about this. Does George know yet?
Since I only just decided, no, not yet. Give me a chance to tell him myself.
Joshua said, I know you, Agnes. I know damn well there's no point suggesting you think it over, because you won't change your mind, will you?
Never found the need to before. Don't intend to start now.
She stood for one moment more, as if reluctant to leave Joshua's side. Then she smiled sadly at him and walked out of the gallery.